We continue our study of the seven seals in Revelation and paralleling them to the seven layers of the book of Daniel. Today we're going to look at the fourth seal, which will take more time than the first, second, and third. And we read, picking up in verse 7 of Revelation 6, "And when he broke the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, 'Come.' And I looked, and behold, an ashen horse, and he who sat on it had the name Death." Notice, he who sat on it had the name Death, "and Hades was following with him." So to have an accurate picture of what John saw, he saw a horse, the fourth seal, one horse with two riders. The first rider's name is Death. The second rider's name is Hades. And the Bible says, "An authority was given to them over one-fourth of the earth to kill with the sword, with famine, with pestilence, and with wild beasts of the earth." So this is not a pretty sight. This period of time represents a time of death, destruction, tyranny, and anarchy. We go to the fourth layer of the book of Daniel. We discover the French Revolution, depicted in some of the verses in Revelation, the 11th chapter. The French Revolution brought an end to the 1260-year Dark Ages where the church dominated. The French Revolution ended that period of time. Let's talk about the French Revolution for just a moment. During this period of time, there were two revolutions in the world. One was the American Revolution, the second was the French Revolution. They took entirely different directions. Both were inspired by philosophers from the Enlightenment, or so-called Enlightenment, but the American Revolution was inspired by John Knox, for instance, and Adam Smith. And the American Revolution, while it had the purpose of throwing off the British monarchy, did not see the church as a threat. The church did not tyrannize them. But in France, it was a different story. The atheistic, the Enlightenment, philosophers who were atheistic inspired the French Revolution. And the French threw off the monarchy, but the Catholic Church during the Dark Ages was one with the state in tyrannizing people and suppressing them. So in the French Revolution, the French threw off not only the monarchy, but the church. The guillotine was invented by Dr. Guillotine as an efficient way to kill, because there were so many people that had to be gotten rid of. There was the nobility, and then about 3 years into the revolution, there were the priests, and there were those who continued to hold on to Christianity and the Bible and the catechism, and they had to be put to death. So it was a bloody revolution. Now, the French Revolution, or the Enlightenment that came before it, inspired two men, Hegel and Marx, to write the Communist Manifesto. The Communist Manifesto inspired others, especially in the 20th century. I read from the book Liberal Fascism by Jonah Goldberg on page 38. Here's what he says. "Whatever else it may have been, however, one thing is clear. The French Revolution was the first totalitarian revolution, the mother of modern totalitarianism, and is the spiritual model for the Italian fascist, German Nazi, and Russian communist revolutions." In other words, the French Revolution inspired the totalitarian isms that we have today. In other words, without Marxism that came out of the French Revolution, we may not have had the genocides and the world wars that we had today. So the Bible says in Daniel, the 12th chapter, in verse 1, "There will be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation." I believe that we're toward the end of that period of time. Jesus said, "Unless those days be cut short, no flesh will survive." Now we have the capacity of self-destruction. But all this started with weapons of mass destruction and two world wars, which were brought on by Marxism and the philosophies that came out of the Enlightenment and the French Revolution. So, the two writers, the first represents the French Revolution, the second represents Marxism and the many isms that came out of that. Statisticians say that more people died as a result of war in the 20th century than all the rest of history combined. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.